Please rise for the personal hymn, number 745, Lord, Teach Us How to Pray Aright. You may be seated for the confession. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart, and we have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together in Christ. By grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. Please rise for the invocation and the Kyrie. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all, and also with you. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For this holy house and for all who suffer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Amen. Our hymn of praise is hymn number 708 in the hymnal. Jesus, Jesus, fill us with your love. Thank you. The Lord be with you, also with you. Let's pray together the prayer of the day. Gracious and glorious God, you have chosen us as your own, and by the powerful name of Christ, you protect us from evil. By your Spirit, transform us and your beloved world, that we may find our joy in your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. Today is the blessing of the quilts. We have all these quilts the ladies have made. So if you want to follow along and respond appropriately. Gracious God, as we place our hands on these quilts, so place your hands on those quilts, whether in front of you, beside you, behind you. Place your hands. We join giver and receivers, recognizing the unity of all your people in the body of Christ. We celebrate being the children of God. We give thanks for the variety of gifts that compose these quilts, donation of fabric and thread, the faithful people that cut the squares, design the patterns, sew the tops, iron the fabric, make backs and fillers, tie and stitch the bindings, provide publicity and contribute money for these quilts. We celebrate the generosity. We give thanks for the fellowship of all who work together to make the quilts, the laughter, the shared stories, the joy of crafting something with hearts and hands for someone else, and the time to reflect and wonder about the recipient. We celebrate community. We send these quilts as a sign of God's love and blessing for each person who receives one, trusting that their quilt will be a source of comfort and hope in the midst of uncertainty and fear, a symbol of Christ's love to those who suffer, a reminder that recipient is a beloved child of God. We pray that these quilts will serve useful purposes in the lives of the recipients, that they will bring warmth in the cold. May these quilts be messages of care from someone they may never meet. We celebrate hope in the midst of life's trials. We remember those who received our quilts in the past and pray that they have found times of Christ's peace in their unstable lives. We the gift of life. We ask that you bless the fruits of this labor and the whole mission of your church, that together we may minister to our neighbors in need. Bless all who give and all who receive, as we are sown together in the unity of your Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Good morning. The first reading today comes from Acts. In those days, Peter stood up among the brothers and sisters. Together, the crowd numbered about 120 persons and said, "Brothers and sisters, the scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit through David foretold concerning Judas, who became a guide for those who arrested Jesus. For he was numbered among us and was allotted his share in his ministry. So one of the men who had accompanied us during all the time that Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day when he was taken up from us, one of those must become a witness with us to his resurrection. So they proposed two, Joseph, called Barabbas, who was also known as Justus, and Matthias. Then they prayed and said, Lord, you know everyone's heart. Show us which one of these two you have chosen to take the place in this ministry and apostleship, from which Judas turned aside to go to his own place. And they cast lots for them, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was added to the 11 apostles. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm today is the first psalm, and due to the length of it, can we do it in unison? Happy are those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or take the path that sinners tread, or sit in the seat of scoffers, but their delight in the law of the Lord, and on his law they meditate day and night. They are like trees planted by streams and water, which yield their fruit in its season, and their leaves do not wither. In all that they do, they prosper. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second reading today comes from 1 John. If we receive human testimony, the testimony of God is greater, for this is the testimony of God, that he has testified to his Son. Those who believe in the Son of God have the testimony of that God has given concerning his Son, and this is the testimony. God, give us eternal life. This life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that we all have eternal life. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please rise. The gospel for today, the seventh Sunday of Easter, is from the Gospel of St. John, chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. I have made your name known to those whom you gave me from the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you, for the words that you gave to me, I have given to them. And they have received them, and know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I am asking on their behalf. I'm not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you gave me, because they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one, as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them in your name that you have given me. I guarded them, and not one of them was lost except the one destined to be lost, so that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, and I speak these things in the world, so that they may have my joy made complete in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, because they do not belong to the world. Just as I do not belong to the world, I am not asking you to take them out of the world, but I ask you to protect them from all the evil one. They do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you have sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, so that they may also may be sanctified in truth. The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Good morning, and happy Mother's Day to all the mothers present here, whether you're a biological mother, an adoptive mother, a stepmother, a grandmother, or someone who nurtures and cares for others like a mother. Today we celebrate you and the profound impact you have on our lives. A scripture reading from Proverbs chapter 31. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she laughs at the time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. She looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women have done excellently, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her of the fruits of her hands and let her works praise her in the gates. A reflection on Proverbs. In these verses from Proverbs, we find a beautiful depiction of the essence of motherhood. It speaks of strength, wisdom, kindness, and diligence. But more than that, it speaks out of a deep reverence for the Lord. Mothers, you are the heart of the family. You are the ones who often sacrifice your own needs for the sake of your children. You are the ones who offer comfort in times of distress and celebrate in times of joy. You are the ones who tirelessly labor to create a home filled with love, laughter, and warmth. Yet we know that motherhood is not always easy. It comes with its challenges, its struggles, and its moments of doubt. But even in the midst of these difficulties, you press on with courage and grace. Today, we honor you, mothers, for the countless ways you enrich our lives. We honor your strength, your resilience, and your unwavering love. We honor the sacrifices you make each day, often without praise. But let us also remember that motherhood is not confined to biology. It extends to all who embody its spirit of nurturing and care. So to all women who have poured their love into the lives of others, whether through birth, adoption, mentoring, or simply being a source of support and encouragement, we salute you all. Conclusion, as we celebrate Mother's Day today, let us not only express our gratitude to the mothers in our lives, but also reflect on the profound impact they have had on shaping who we are. Let us cherish the memories we have shared with them and strive to honor their legacy by living lives filled with love, kindness, and compassion. May we always remember that behind every great individual is a mother who played a vital role in their journey. And may we never forget to honor and appreciate the extraordinary women who hold the title of mother in our lives. Happy Mother's Day. The hymn of the day is number 385, Good Christian Friends Rejoice and Sing.
Thank you.
Please rise for the confession of faith, the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended to heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Rejoicing that Jesus is risen and love has triumphed over fear, let us pray for the church, the world, and all those in need of good news. You sanctify us in your truth. Your word is truth. Send your church, the world, to spread your love and joy. Embolden all bishops, pastors, and deacons to be faithful ministers of your word and sacraments. God of grace, hear our prayer. Your creation groans under the strain of pollution. Preserve melting glaciers and dwindling forests. Bolster those who work for climate justice and help us to be good and faithful stewards of your creation. God of grace, hear our prayer. Your people seek wisdom, understanding, and peace. Guide all those who govern and inspire them to work on behalf of the most vulnerable in our midst. Keep safe first responders, those serving in the military, and those whose duty it is to protect others. God of grace, hear our prayer. Your children need your loving care. Protect them from all harm. Comfort those in any affliction, especially those whom we lift up to you now in our own hearts. Support those who grieve and bring solace to those near death. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Your spirit lives within us here. Inspire the work of this congregation and unite us as one. Bless all the mothers in our midst. Console those for whom this day is difficult, and gather us all under the care of your loving wings. God of grace, hear our prayer. Your saints dwell with you in light. Keep us ever thankful for those who have gone before us in faith. Inspire us by their witness. God of grace, hear our prayer. Into your hands, most merciful God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your abiding love through Jesus Christ, our resurrected and living Lord. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you all.
And also with you.
Please join in the prayer our Lord taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated. Get on up here, Gary. Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church year, it is the seventh Sunday of Easter. Especially welcome to all of you who are visiting here with us today in person and those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday this week to Miles Rowe, Marcus Schroeder, Carol Whitnaw, and Dustin Allen. I guess there is another announcement. He's right back here.
We're going to have a party.
Really?
Next Friday, about 9:00 in the morning at the corner of Quigley Road and North Pleasant Valley Road. And anybody that would like to join us in that party may bring their gloves and maybe a rake or a shovel or a weed trimmer or something, and we'll clean up the cemetery. So anybody that can help, we'd appreciate that. About 9 o'clock next. Thank you.
Y'all know where that cemetery is? Y'all know that we're in charge of it? Have you ever stood out there and looked at the view from there? I don't believe dead people really get a view, but it sure is pretty out there. So you might want to help to clean that up a bit. Okay, now I have another announcement. I bet you guys are tired of seeing my face up here, but we do, after having Reverend Phil Meisner here from the Synod last week, we do have a little things going forward. We don't have a permanent interim yet. We're kind of just filling with who we have. Next week we'll have Father David Grube here again. He did Easter on April 14th. We'll have him. And then on the 26th, Pat Titi's working up something for us. 2nd of June is open. Do I see any volunteers? I'm looking. We'll find someone. And then on June 9th, Mother Leah will be here. Then David Grube will be back the 16th and 30th of June. So we don't have too many Sundays that you might have to suffer through me. All those Sundays will be a communion Sunday. Also, we are going to work this week on getting people signed up for the call committee and start directing how our call process will go. Okay. We'll take the offering at this time. Please rise for the offering hymn number 182. Let us pray together the offering prayer. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love. Through the gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Lord. Amen. Okay. Remain standing for the benediction, and we will sing the threefold Amen. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever.
Amen.
recessional hymn is hymn number 765, Lord of All Hopefulness. Go in peace, serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.